listener production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. Starting in the US, and one person has died and five others are missing after a cargo ship hit a Baltimore bridge, bringing it down into a river. They'd been doing construction work on the bridge at the time of the impact. The ship sent a Mayday call just ahead of the accident, giving authorities enough time to close off the bridge to traffic. The Marinus Link deal has been finalised. That'll one day see a new electricity and telecommunication cable between Tasmania and Victoria, promising to boost energy flow and deliver low-cost and reliable electricity. Clean Energy Tasmania Chair Ian Jones reckons it'll make the state a stack of cash.
The export potential of our green energy over the next 20 to 50 years will enable a lot of revenue to be earned by the state, and that can be poured back into the government coffers to service education and health and transport and security.
The Albanese government is under pressure to launch a trial for age verification technology to protect children from harmful online content. The eSafety Commissioner previously recommended a trial similar to new laws in Florida, which ban anyone from using social media before the age of 14, regardless of parental consent. For now, though, Canberra says age verification is still under consideration. And Hobart artist Joel Imber has immortalised Jack McVeigh's NBL three-pointer on Sunday with a mural on Biden Copes Lane.
Yeah, it had to be done. This is a matter of respect to the team and what it's doing for Tasmania.
The Jackies can claim the title if they down Melbourne United one more time tomorrow night. To sport now, and former Crow Tom Duday has sustained a partial tear to his ACL, the same one he ruptured last season while playing for Adelaide. The 27-year-old was set to make his Lions debut, but will instead meet with his surgeon to determine the extent of the injury. And the Socceroos are through to the final round of 2026 World Cup qualifying after a 5-0 thrashing of Lebanon in Canberra. Graham Arnold's men are chasing a sixth straight appearance at the Soccer Showpiece.